It's Friday. Time to talk your Rockford Ice Hogs with Mike Peck from the Ice Hogs. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Happy Friday, fellas. How are we doing?
Great. Living the dream.
Apparently, I've blown his mind a little bit with snow thrower, snow blower. He says blower. I think that's a Chicago thing, but I say snow thrower.
Well, and I'm from Minnesota, and we say snow blower up there. I have heard snow thrower before, but I call it snow blower.
Now, from Minnesota, do you call them snowmobiles or snow machines?
Snowmobiles, yeah.
Because that's another thing.
Yeah, I recently found out that was a thing. I think that might be more of a Canadian thing, or maybe an Alaskan Canadian thing.
Could you say Minnesota one more time?
Minnesota?
Oh, yeah, he's from Minnesota, that's
Minnesota.
For sure.
Minnesota. All right, well, let's talk hockey, because it's not only big in Minnesota, it's also big here in Rockford. So, whatever. So tell us about
It sounds very Swedish or Norwegian.
Those are my people.
Tell us about the Ice Hogs. You got back-to-back games.
Yeah, we do. We have home-and-home with the Chicago Wolves this weekend. Tonight, $2 beer night. We're doing a World Cup kickoff night. World Cup starts tomorrow. I'm not going to lie. I'm not a huge, huge soccer fan, but I do get into the World Cup. I always remember it in the summer, but it's in the winter this year. So that starts tomorrow. So we're doing a big World Cup kickoff night tonight. We're recognizing a couple local soccer teams. We have some soccer scarves, soccer jerseys that we're selling in the store that are Ice Hogs branded. Tonight will be a great night. Tomorrow night we're in Chicago, and then two more games next weekend. We got Wednesday and Friday surrounding Thanksgiving. So, you know, you can squeeze turkey in between your hockey next week.
And you heard it from him first. You better do it. That's right. I think the swag, the scarf for the World Cup, beautiful. I think it's really coolly designed.
Yeah, it looks like the USA flag, and it's got the Ice Hogs logo on there. We have a really cool Ice Hogs Team USA themed logo that's on there. And they're pretty awesome. Those will be available tonight for purchase in the store. We call them the Waldo. Where's Waldo soccer jerseys? Team USA did these jerseys years back, and we kind of knocked them off a little bit and put an Ice Hogs logo on them, and those look pretty sweet too.
Nice, nice. Okay, so obviously Ice Hogs, Wolves, it's a big rivalry. Me being from Chicagoland and now being a Rockfordian, indoctrinate me as an Ice Hogs fan right here.
Oh, man.
He's looking for free swag.
Yeah,
that's all he's looking for.
You know what? Any day we beat the Wolves is a great day.
Yeah.
So that's definitely the top rival for the Ice Hogs, and they're defending champs, and it pains me to say it, but they year in and year out have a really good team. Now, we want to own them again this year, like we did last year, although they did knock us out of the playoffs, but a lot of respect for the Wolves, but I hate losing to those guys. I hate it.
Get your tickets now. IceHogs.com. Back-to-back games tonight and then tomorrow back at the Allstate Arena. Then Wednesday and then next weekend. I think it's Friday. It's First Responders Night.
First Responders Night. We're wearing some really cool jerseys. They look like the firefighter turncoat jackets.
They do.
And they're awesome. And we're going to auction those off for the Greg Lindmark Foundation. I know Brad was in here earlier this week.
Yep.
And what an awesome cause that is. And it's a great day to come out to a game. Everyone's kind of tired of sitting at home with the family. So come on out to an Ice Hogs game, blow off some steam and have some fun and support a great cause in the Lindmark Foundation.
Right, when the uncle falls asleep and a lazy boy, you just go out to a Hogs game.
There it is.
There you go. Don't invite the uncle.
And wake him up. All right, thanks, Mike, for popping in. Go Hogs! 95.3 The Bull.